It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, so two walks and a single have loaded the bases. And a high fly ball to deep right field. Garcia going back. It is gone! Grand slam, Didi Gregorius! He loves hitting with the bases loaded. And the Phillies lead it 5-0 here in the bottom of the first inning.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski on the BetQL Audio Network.
Joe Ostrowski, Ross Tucker, Ryan Horvath here on BetQL Daily. We're live on the Bet, 1430 in Denver, 105.9 FM, HD2 in Chicago, 93.1 FM, HD3 in Los Angeles. The show is on Twitter at BetQL Daily. Let's ring in Ryan Spader at the Ace of Spader on Twitter. Covers Major League Baseball, statistician, does great stuff at the Ace of Spader. .com. Ryan, last time we spoke, you explained what Project 186 Parlay is. I want to get an update. How's that going? Have you come close to hitting, or did you hit any of them?
Hey, so first of all, thanks for having me on again. The project is going pretty well. However, hit a speed bump over the last 2 days, so you guys picked the perfect time to call me. Over the last 2 days, I'm just 10-24. 10-24, not doing so hot last couple. On the season overall, if I were $100 better, I would be down, although it's less than a grand, which is not significant when you're talking over 400 games bet, 450 to be exact. And I would say it's going pretty good. I've come close to hitting. I've had 2 days with one loss. The most significant day I'd say I had was a 13-3 day, so that would have been very nice to hit, because you're talking a parlay that is plus into the millions there. But alas, I lost three of those games yesterday. Worst day of the season. 4-12. Hoping to get back on track today though.
All right, good. We'll get your thoughts on today's card coming up in just a bit, but I know you just wrote a piece on John Means, almost with the perfect game yesterday. What stood out to you? Maybe something that we have not heard, a few nuggets about his no-no yesterday.
Yeah, so John Means actually threw the first no-hitter in history ever. We're talking 1871. This was a real pain in the butt to dig, because you got to go back to 1871 to 1901. You're reading newspapers. You're not able to query any of this stuff, because it doesn't exist in Baseball Reference or the Retro Sheet or any of those. And first no-hitter in history in which he did not allow a base runner by way of walk, hit by pitch, or there were no errors. Facing the minimum, 27, in which the only base runner who reached was by way of the drop third strike. And I called it the imperfect perfect game. There were a few others in history that I would say are pretty close, but this one stands out to me as the lone imperfect perfect game. And what I did in the piece was sort of touch on the others that I think came close. Of course, Ernie Shore relieving Babe Ruth when Babe Ruth punched the umpire in the face. after walking the first batter, and then Shore went 26 up, 26 down, and the base runner that Ruth allowed was caught stealing. There's several others throughout history that are really cool. So I just think it was a really cool time and game for baseball history. You're talking 440,000 games, and we get to see something for the first time ever.
All right, so Ryan, punching somebody, a ref, in the face. Now you're talking my language here. You got to tell me more about that story. Babe Ruth punched the ump in the face after the first batter?
Yeah, so it's actually fantastic. Babe Ruth is on the hill. He's young still, obviously. And he didn't like the strike zone. And so he walked Ray Morgan, the first batter that he had to face. And Brick Owens, the umpire, the two of them are yelling at each other back and forth. Babe Ruth had enough, and he punched him right in the face. Then Ernie Shore took over. Morgan was gunned down by the Sox catcher, Pinch Thomas. And then Shore went on to retire each of the next 26 batters. Originally, Major League Baseball had this slated as a perfect game, but then they changed it to a combined no-hitter. So in a way, Babe Ruth is part of a no-hitter. And one other note about this, it's one of my favorites ever, because if I go out in there and on Twitter and say complete game shutout, I get all these people who say, no, it's just shutout, saying complete game shutout is redundant. Well, no, it's not. Per MLB handbook, page number 138, rule 9.8, lines 2 through 6, Shore is credited with a shutout, but not a complete game. So it is not redundant to say complete game shutout. And funny enough, I actually stumped Aaron Boone, of all people, on this, who's one of the guys who came to me and said, no, just say shutout, complete game shutout's redundant. There was one other instance of this in history, May 31st, 1988, when Neil Allen relieved a injured Al Leiter, I believe it was. But it's just really cool that you can, as a relief pitcher, be credited with a shutout, but you don't get the complete game because you didn't start.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ryan, I don't know a lot about you, bro, but I love you. You love baseball, man. You love baseball. That is that is incredible how much you care, and you've looked up and all of the names and the information. All right, so you're not gonna like my take from the last few weeks. I think no hitters are overrated. Ryan, it feels like we have a no hitter every week. What is going on?
Yeah, so I think what you're looking at is we have. I don't know if it's an all time low. Probably got to go back to 1968. You just go ahead and pump me up and say I know all the names. I don't know this one off the top of my head. We're looking at a very, very low league-wide batting average. So just statistically, it makes it more likely that it's going to happen. I still think no-hitters are pretty significant. It's you know, a fantastic feat for a pitcher to just be that on for a day. However, historically, they were more significant in the past than they are now. I'm sure a player who throws one, if I said that to him, he wouldn't like that. But I can see where you're coming from. However, on the whole, I disagree. I think it's still a really significant feat. But one thing that I will say on all of that is it's kind of cool that no hitters are now more likely than they ever were throughout history. but then also complete game shutouts are less likely than they ever were in any time in history.
Ryan, the Dodgers started 13-2 since then. They've been a little bit of a disaster. They just got swept by the Chicago Cubs. Any concerns with them, or do you just figure they're going to get it right?
Yeah, I think they'll get it together. That's one team that is, I always say about the Dodgers over the last few years anyway, they are a team that is built to win in the regular season. That's why they tend to scuffle in the postseason. Of course, they won it all last year. But last year, we had a season of 60 games. I think that that team will pull it together. They're still going to win over 100 games. It's just a scuffle. These things happen to the best teams.
Absolutely. And so you look at the National League, and there's three or four World Series contenders. But when you look at the American League, which teams do you think have a legit shot? Which teams are you buying into in the AL?
So I'll tell you, first of all, my World Series team in the American League. Now, granted, I picked them before the big injury, but I'm sticking to my guns. I took the White Sox.
Which injury?
Say again?
Which injury?
Yeah, that's real funny. But other than that, I really like this Royals team. And now I realize I'm taking two teams from the American League Central, and the Royals, just their bullpen just blew three games in a row against the Indians. I think it was three games, maybe two. But I really like that team. Their run differential is negative right now. They've lost four in a row. They started the season 16-9, but I really like the structure of that team. I think they're going to need some bullpen help. Of course, you have the usual suspects in the Yankees, the Red Sox. Now, this is a team I took the over in terms of their wins, 80.5 it was. I took the season over. They're five games above 500 right now, 5-5 in the last 10. But I look at that team as, you know, the island of misfit toys. If I would have told you that they would get rid of Benintendi, which looked like they were sort of punting on the season, and then go ahead and be in first place on the 6th of May, I don't think many people would believe me. But they're even outperforming my expectations. Now, I took over on 80.5. I was thinking like 85, 80, 86 wins. But this team is definitely a sleeper pick.
Give me the drama of the White Sox in the World Series and Tony La Russa unaware of the rules like he was yesterday, now for the second time this season. So you know where White Sox fans' heads are at right now. They're already mad. La Russa, they were mad to begin with that he was hired, and now he's saying he doesn't know certain rules multiple times after games. With Ryan Spader, MLB author, host, statistician, and writer, this is BetQL Daily. Spader, so tell us about today's card. What do you like? We only have 10 games.
Well, hold on real quick before you get into that. I have to say, yeah, White Sox game yesterday in the red, I was screaming at the television. How do you not, you like first and third, second base is open. It is actually open. It is the only situation that you ever have where second base is open, and you're going to pitch Jesse Winkler. Are you kidding me? How do you not walk that man? It was infuriating to go and see Dallas Keuchel, my dude, go out there, pitch his heart out, get nothing from it. Ah, God, that team frustrates me. But no, I still think they're complete. But sorry, about today, I'll give you my rundown on my picks. I took Houston. Now, I'm getting flack from people because McCullers is my boy, and they think that I'm taking a homer pick there. But this Yankees lineup, career, is batting 192, 264, 295 against him. They got one home run. That was Aaron Judge. I think he shuts his team down. He likes the pressure of pitching in New York. I don't know if you saw with all the fans booing him, booing the Astros and everything. Mm-hmm. He went out there and had a catch with the Yankees fans, which I thought was pretty cool. So I took the Astros. I got the Phillies, Red Sox, Twins, Mets, which I have as one of my quote-unquote sharp plays. I really like the Mets, meaning I'm playing them outside of the parlay. Royals, Athletics, Nationals, also one of my sharp plays, and then Marlins and Angels.
All right, perfect. Ryan Spader at the Ace of Spader on Twitter. Check out his blog too on John Means. Terrific stuff, theaceofspader.com. Thank you as always, Ryan. Coming up next, NFL Market Blitz. We're going to talk division winners, every division in the NFL on the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.